Our next guest on the line is Breda Sheridan, and Breda and her husband Micheál run Sheridan's Bar in Kilglass in Enniscrone in West Sligo. And Breda has penned a very, very interesting letter to the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, and has also had a letter published in the Irish Times this morning, not at all happy with the announcement during the week that pub opening hours have been extended. Breda, good morning.
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
And welcome.
Thank you.
Why are you not happy about this? Is it not going to make you more money down the road, whenever that will be?
Oh, God. Niall, we're so exasperated at this stage. We're so fed up. We've been treated so badly since all this kicked off. I'll go back to this time last year and, you know, COVID was kicking off. And we actually took the decision ourselves to close in the interests of the health and safety of our family and of our community. So we decided to close the pub before the actual government directive came on that, thinking it would be for 2-3 weeks and, you know, then everything would be good. Obviously, it didn't work out like that. But the government's constant roller coaster of you'll be able to open in June, you'll be able to open in July, you'll be able to open in August and September and so on. For publicans, you need to place your order for your stock. You get your stock in, and then at the 11th hour, they pull the rug out from under you. Now, we're lucky in the fact that the keg suppliers, Diageo and Heineken, they take the kegs back. But the other stock that you buy from your wholesalers, you can't send that back. So it's been a constant roller coaster. We revamped our premises. We put in new seating that was easy to wipe down, took out the upholstered seating that had been there. We put in all the PPE, the sanitizers, all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we were always ready to, you know, adhere to all the regulations and guidelines from government. They throw out over the last year taglines like, you know, the hospitality sector will benefit from reduced VAT rates. There's no such thing as a reduced VAT rate when you have zero sales. It's absolutely ludicrous. And then when I heard Minister Helen McEntee's proposal to extend opening hours, it's just the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, how out of touch with reality is she? We're in a village here in West Sligo, and in our village we have two churches. We have the school, the national school, and our pub. And that's it. That's all that's in the village. So our pub is a hub for the community. We have everything from parties, community alert, meetings to try and get our new community centre that's trying to be built up and running. We're a hub for everything. And it's a place for people to go. It's, you know, when I'm out for my walks, and socially distanced and everything, but you meet some of the neighbours and they say, oh my God, when will you be able to open up again? I miss it. I miss being able to go in for an hour or two, chat with the neighbours, chat with the friends, a bit of banter, and what we're famous for here in Kilglass are wonderful sing songs and just the sense of community. It's gone, and I can see it's having a detrimental impact on the community. And I think Helen McEntee would want to have a long, hard think about what she's achieving here. Yet again, the government are pandering.
Yeah.
And as big business.
And that's how you see it. I mean, on the face of it, it is an advantage to the pub trade, but not obviously all of them. And you're saying that you feel that what has been announced last week in the extended opening hours is a distraction from what you see as the decimation of the pub trade.
Absolutely. It's been decimated across the board. Like this announcement, the likes of the nightclub owners and the super pub owners are delighted. I'm sure they're delighted because they don't have to go through the rigmarole of applying for bar extensions and all that sort of thing. But it is a distraction. It's to get the lobby groups off her back. The LVI and the LVF and the VFI, they're pandering to the big players in the market. The government, as well as the tagline of the reduced VAT rate, the below cost selling of alcohol in supermarkets is absolutely disgraceful. I mean, you can go into any of your supermarkets and you can get 24 cans of beer for €20. For a publican to go to their wholesaler, the cheapest they'll get the same 24 cans of beer is for €32. You know, yeah. There needs to be an action taken. My husband was speaking to a local taxi driver there a couple of weeks ago, and he said he was never as busy as he was over Christmas. And it was bringing people from one village to another in the local area, from one house party to another, and them coming out with crates and pallets of beer and bottles of spirits, whatever, and them boasting about how great it was, how cheap they were getting it in the supermarkets. They're going to wipe out the pub trade in the west of Ireland.
And it's more, as you said earlier, quite eloquently, Breida, it's more than a pub trade. This is...
Absolutely.
Community.
It's the heart of the community. You know, it really is. We get involved in every activity that's going on, whether it's here from our perspective, the building of the local community centre, whether it's the sporting organisations, whether it's community alert, whether it's drama, whatever is going on. You know, we get involved in everything. We try and help out where we can. We facilitate people. And, you know, down over the years, we've facilitated political parties to have their rallies and meetings here, which is something we might have to take a long, hard look at in the future, judging by the way we've been treated.
You feel, understandably, because it's your livelihood, you're very, very angry about this, Breida.
I am, Niall, completely. Because, you know, you know, they dangle a carrot in front of you, as they have done over the last 12 months nearly, and then at the 11th hour, they pull the rug out from under you. Now, don't get me wrong, Niall. I understand that restrictions had to be put in place, and, you know, we have taken every step and every precaution that we could do, and we closed when we needed to close, but... You know, they're not thinking of the bigger picture here, and they're not thinking of the mental health crisis that is down the line for rural Ireland.
Yeah, and from your own point of view, from a business point of view, as you said, you still don't know when you can open. Nobody can predict that. But
no,
is it? I mean, and do you think all businesses in the same line of work, all those in the public and trade, will they all be in a position to open when the time comes, or will some fall by the wayside?
No, I guarantee you there'll be a lot of businesses that will never reopen. You know, I mean, the government, they have they've put up this CRSS fund, which is supposed to keep us going, but it's 10% of your turnover from last year. 10%. So whatever you made... whatever you made in 2019, then they're giving us 10% of that, which is we're supposed to survive on. And we still have ongoing costs. You know, we still have to pay our building insurance and, you know, all the different expenses that we have. And it's just not viable. It's not viable. You will find a lot of pubs in rural Ireland will never reopen their doors again.
Yeah, a lot of reaction to what you're saying, Breida. Someone's saying what you've described is the same in every village, small village in Ireland. It is more than a pub. It is a
Oh, absolutely. I know that, Niall. I know it's not just us. I just said enough is enough, and I had to speak up on behalf of all rural publicans. You know, I know we're not alone, but I think we all need to get together and make our voices heard.